You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This year, we're going to be doing a lot more basic research, as opposed to contemporary applications, which are the poskim now, the Shalas Tshuvas. Today's avoda is primarily going to be going through Gemaras and Nosei Kelim on the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and we're actually going to come out with some, I found to be some surprises. And as I was going through this sugya, to be honest, this was the hardest sugya to prepare over the past 4 months that I've been giving shiur, 4 months here, and in a long time. This is a very difficult shiur to prepare. The number of sugyas that relate to the zmanim around the time of Alos and Mishiyakir are gigantic in number, in difficulty, and in magnitude, and therefore I tried to pick the most relative and relevant sources that I could fit on a four-page, after playing with the point, with the font sizes and the line spacing to get exactly what I wanted to get. So it's usually font point 12, today it's point 11. It's usually 1.5 line spacing between one and one double space. This is 1.2. So we engineered it to be convenient for ourselves. The shaila is as follows. The shaila that I was asked, and the shaila that I think people at the 6 o'clock minute have been dealing with for, as I understand, about 30 years, and this probably started before that, is when should the 6 o'clock minute put on tefillin before davening, and then be mamashmesh after Mishiyakir between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu, or should they wait until Baruch Hu and then put the tefillin on, and with a bracha, and they put it on bizman? So is it better to put it on before the zman, or is it better to put it on after the zman? Let's learn about where this zman comes from.
Can I ask you maybe more? Is there a factor, as you want to put it, where I'm telling you before that with a bracha?
And is it a heter to put it on before Mishiyaku with the bracha? We'll put that into the questions as well. Fine. Let's just back up one step. How many halachos are there that relate to this concept of Mishiyakir? So you might have assumed that there is putting on tefillin, maybe talis. In fact, there's also the halacha of Birchas Kriyashma of Sandy words, Yotzer Orev Arichosha, that bracha. And most importantly, perhaps more than any other of the halachos, including tefillin and including talis, is Kriyashma. Not Shmonesu, but Kriyashma. Let's see the explicit Mishnah, things like the second Mishnah in the Masechta, in Brachas Dav Tes Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Meimasei Koran Shema B'Shachris. Right, the first Mishnah in the Masechta and Shas is Meimasei Koran Shema B'Arvin. The second Mishnah is B'Shachris. So the Gemara, let's count how many different possibilities will be answering the Zman for Kriyashma. So first the Gemara says, Mishiyakar ben Tcheles Lavan. Why Tcheles Lavan? We'll see in a moment. Rebbe Eliezer Omer ben Tcheles Lekarti. Karti is green. So therefore, Tcheles and Karti, that's green and blue, that's a much more similar, much more subtle difference. That means it has to be a little bit brighter and therefore a little bit later. Says the Gemara, Mai ben Tcheles Lavan. How do you measure the visual color difference between blue and white if you just have, after Lilim ben Gvava de Imra Chivra Gvava de Imra de Tchilte, if you just have a sheet of fabric that of tzemer that was dyed blue as opposed to dyed white, well, you could tell the difference between a white piece of clothing. If you're driving down the highway one day and you see, I have a friend of mine who says it's from Muncie, and they made a point that if it's good, the Hasidim wear the Weisse Zaken. Because if you're seeing black, then you don't see them on the street. At least if they're Weisse Zaken, you can see the white socks. In contrast to the black clothing, you don't run anyone over. Says the Gemara, so of course you're going to be able to see the difference between blue and white. Even if it's dark, you could see the difference. Eleben Tchelis Sheba, Lulavan Sheba, Rashi explains, like a Rashi in the italicized underneath. You have a piece of fabric, of not fabric, but of wool, that you tuck it did dye blue. We know sometimes when dye is absorbed, it doesn't absorb into all parts of the fabric or the wool equally. So there's one part that's a little bit bluer, a little bit lighter blue, a little whitish, that didn't absorb the material. So that's much more subtle, which means it's much later than we would have thought. But it's still not as late as Tchias Lekarti. Okay. Continues the Gemara in the third line of source number one. Tanya of Meir Omer, Mishiaka ben Ze'ev Lekelev. This is already our third shita of when Shema is to be recited. Rabbi Akiva Omer bin Chamor la'arod. Two other animals that are similar. What's an arod? What? What?
A mule?
I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay, something that's similar to a chamor. V'acherim Omer, so that was already five shita, that was already four shitas, and finally the fifth shita, which is going to be the most important for us right now. V'acherim Omer, Mishayiras Chavero, Rochok Arba Amos V'yakirenu. Somebody toses and the other Rishonim point out, somebody you don't really know well, it's not like you, if it's a good friend, you can notice him, you know, even in the dark, you know how he walks. But if it's somebody you don't really know, you just barely know, and from a distance, you could tell that it's him from far Amos away. That's the fifth shita of when you should say Shema. Amar Avuna, how do we paskin? We paskin regarding Shema like Acherim, like this last shita that says Mishiras Chaveru. Amar Abaye, Litfilin, Abaye says, no, we don't paskin by Shema that it's Mishiras Chaveru. Litfilin ka Acherim. Regarding Tfilin, we choose the time of Mishiras Chaveru Gaiba Amos. This psak will make its way to the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see. At the end of the year, we'll get to see the Shulchan Aruch. The Kriya Shema Kivasikin, Kriya Shema is supposed to be recited after these times, like Vasikin, as you know, Vasikin do say Kriya Shema before Nates. Interesting. Says the Beis Yosef, when we talk about all these different shitas, we came out with six different shitas about when you're supposed to say Shiv Shema. Tchelis l'lavan, karti l'lavan, the time that you could distinguish between a chamor and an arod, or the time you could distinguish between a wolf and a dog, or a vasikin, or mishias chavero, says the Beis Yosef in source number two, it's not as bad as it sounds. Mashkos ha-rosh ha-rash, but tchelis man kriya hu mishayakim in tchelis l'lavan, that which we saw, some poskim assume that it's the difference between what you could contrast tchelis to l'lavan. It's not against the other shitas, Rabbeinu Yonah, who paskins Mishayiras Chaveru Brachok Dalet Amos V'Yakirenu. Tishneim Shir Echadu. Interesting. Even though until now I said that these are six different times, it seems that the Beis Yosef understands that even though they're different descriptions, they might be different descriptions of the same exact time. Maybe not all of them, but don't think we have six different possibilities. We only have... We have fewer than six. We don't go through, he doesn't go through all of them. That is the Beis Yosef's limitation of the number of shitas. Now, when we want to know, why is tefillin, Abaye paskins for us, that the tefillin, the shir is Mishayiras Chaveru, when you could recognize your friend. Now, why should tefillin be dependent on that? What is it about tefillin that out of, you know, when does the day start? They start either at Alos or at Nates. Let's assume Alos. So why all of a sudden when it comes to Tefillin, do we have this new shear seemingly coming out of nowhere called Misha Yakir? When you can recognize your friend at a distance of Dalet Amos. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in source number three. In the third line, perhaps we'll come back to the first lines later. The third line, V'atam detolo oso b'shiyira es chavero. The reason why Tefillin is not based on when it's morning of Alos. Rather, it's from Mishayakir. Mishum debit tefillin kasav ri'iya. There's a pasuk regarding tefillin of seeing. And similarly, tzitzis also is dependent on this later time, not Alos, which is the beginning of the day. Tzitzis shebesasa b'yom k'diyalef mikra deru'isim oso. Efshir d'shizman haschalasu gam k'mishir es chaveru. Fine. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that there are special psukim both by tefillin and by tzitzis that say that it has to be mishayakir, not from the beginning of the day. Now, is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? Meaning, when we say that you can't put on tefillin until mishayakir, which is, let's say, what time is mishayakir today? Anyone for the 6 o'clock minion? You already in bed? I know that's another question. Are we going to go like Reb Moshe? You should know that the Zman from Yishayahu Reb Moshe doesn't even make it to my Zman, believe it or not. Even though a number of poskim who I said felt like it should be like Reb Moshe, but that's so late, my Zmanim can't even afford to put it on their site. Reb Moshe says the Mishiyakir is 35 to 40 minutes before Nades, which is later than the two Zmanim that you'll find on my Zmanim. But we're not going to talk so much about which Shita of Mishiyakir we're going to go with, because that'd be another hour or two of Shir. So, is this din of Mishiyakir din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? Meaning, mi d'oraisa, is this whole limitation that I have to wait till Mishiyakir din d'rabbanan? In which case, it's going to be more flexible, b'shas hatzorach, b'shas hatpach v'chadome? Or is it din d'oraisa? So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch in source number 5. And the Mishnah Berurah there will explain a little bit more. But this Mishnah Berurah is actually talking about Shema. Zman kriya Shema shel shachris, mishayiras chaver ragli moktsas, berichuk dalet ames, v'yakirenu. So Shema is from the time of Mishiyakir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'nikva, now we understand that when it comes to Shema, the point is, the reason why we're going to have specific times is v'shach b'cho of kumecha, when is the Zman of Shechiva and of Kima, when do people get up? So, I don't understand. Do people get up at the beginning of the day? Well, the day starts at Alos HaShachar. So then, why are you getting Mishayakir? If people get up in Mishayakir, then it should only work for Mishayakir. It shouldn't work even for the Eved earlier than that. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. On the very bottom of the page 1. The Nikva Zeazman Kriya Shema. The reason why Mishayakir is the time for Kriya Shema, for starting to say Kriya Shema, after Miksas Anoshim Kama Mimitasa Misha Allah Amasa Allah Sashachar, even though there are some people who do wake up at this dawn, at the crack of dawn at Alas HaShachar, and therefore listen to these three words: Vikarina be uvkumecha min haTorah. Sin min haTorah. What does uvkumecha mean? That there are people who would wake up, meaning from Alos, and therefore lachem b'diavad yotza. Therefore, if a person were to recite Kriya Shema from Alos HaShachar, they would be yotze b'diavad. Mikol Makom, says the Mishnah Berurah, came to Ruba de Inshi Lo Kaim Yachi Yakir Echad Es Chavero. Since most people don't get up till it's light enough to see around, to look around, Va'od, furthermore, this is already a very Drabbanan Dika kind of Svara. Mipnesha Kavu Pashat Sizzes B'Kriyashma. Since the rabbis said that when you're saying Kriyashma Midoraisi, you should tack on a third Pasha called Pasha Sitzes, so it's only Drabbanan, that which we tack it on. And we know in Sitz it says Risa, so you have to be able to see something. Therefore, if you go, you see what he just did? He just showed you that these two moments are the same time. Vilhu, I underline, has Mandi Mishiyaki is Chavero. I mean, we have two simultaneous reasons why Kriya Shema should be later than Alos, and they both end up being that same point in time, which is, and he's saying that they are the same point in time. That Mishiyaki is Chavero and Mishiyakir Mitcheles Lavan are both the same time. Mishiyakir is Chaver is important for when people get up, what to Kumecha? That's when people start getting up, when they can start seeing around, and they can recognize people. And Sitzes, which is Talion, Bein Tcheles Lavan. Now, I'd like to go on a tangent, because it's a fascinating tangent, and it will help us understand the fundamental question of putting on Tfilin before Mishiyakir, right when you would get to shul at the 6 o'clock minyan. The question that we're going to go on the tangent that will help us broaden the discussion is, do you say a bracha when you take off the tefillin? Says the Gemara in Brachas Daf Memdal in source number 6, Brachas Memdal and Beis, B'nei Ma'arava, the people in Eretz Yisrael, right, if you're in Bavel, then west is Eretz Yisrael is to your west, as opposed to if you're in America, then Eretz Yisrael is Libi B'Mizrach. Says the Gemara, B'nei Ma'arava, the Eretz Yisrael, the Kayyidim, the Basa, the Mesalka, Tfilayu, after they would remove their tefillin, Mevarach Asher, Kedeshar, Mevzasav, Tzivanu, Lishmar Chukav. Why Lishmar Chukav? So let's learn a pasuk in Chumash. Oh, who could imagine? What parasha is it? This week's parasha, Gevaldik. So I don't have to give any shiur of this week's parasha. I'm Yotze now. We're having a Skal in residence. I don't have any, I'm being Yotze. If anybody says, I didn't say anything about Parshas Bo, we're doing it right now, and therefore we could have our Skal in residence. He could do all, he could take all the slots from me, and I could have a week off. Zok the Pasuk in Parshas Bo. Matzah Yachal Shavas Yomim. There's a mitzvah called Pesach, and on Pesach we eat matzah. We have a Seder, and we say the Haggadah. Then, right after that, if you look, it's Pasuk Zayin Ches, now Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk Tes goes on a tangent. That Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. Of course, Tefillin is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now, let's look at the fourth Pasuk here. V'shamata Hachukah Hazos L'moada Miyamim Yamima. What is this word, Hachukah Hazos? The word Hazos is a pronoun. I ask you what the antecedent for this pronoun is. There are two choices. It's either Yetzias Mitzrayim or Tefillin. And that's going to be super duper important because of the last two words of these psukim, miyamim yamima. With those questions in mind, let's see the Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Vav. Gemara Lamed Vav in Menachas Lamed Vav in source number 8 brings the Machlokas Amoraim whether Lila is Man Tefillin. Why is that important? Because if you tell me that you don't want to put on Tefillin before the Zman of Tefillin, which is Mishayakir, you're right, but for the Zman HaTfilin, which is Mishayakir, you'll say, how can you put on Tefillin before the Zman comes? After all, it's nighttime and you're not allowed to put on Tefillin at night, right? Well, that's going to depend on this question right now. Is Laila Zman Tefillin or is it not Zman Tefillin? Says the Gemara, well, what is it? Yikot Savar Laila Zman Tefillin. Then Shabbos Nami Zman Tefillin. If you hold that night is appropriate for Tefillin, then Shabbos should also be appropriate for Tefillin. And if you hold that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, the Gemara here is saying that whatever you assume for night is the same for Shabbos. If at night you put on tefillin, then on Shabbos you should put on tefillin. If at night you don't put on tefillin, then Shabbos you won't put on tefillin. Let's see why. Why is the Gemara equating Shabbos and nights either to both put on tefillin or to both not put on tefillin? Tesanya in the second line of source number 8. Tesanya. The pasuk that we just read together. V'shamata sechukah zos. Let me tell it to you outside because there's more geshmak outside. We had a pasuk of Hachukah Zos, and we said the word Zos is a pronoun and it has to go back on an antecedent. Well, look at the next two words. Miyamim Yamima. Miyamim Yamima. Yamima means what? Day and not night. Miyamim means, what's mi, prefix? From and not all. Meaning, only it always is in my certain days. So Miyamim Yamima will tell me if the antecedent is going back on tefillin, so it's going to tell me the halachas of tefillin are that it has to be during yamima, it has to be during the daytime only, and miyamim, some days, not all days. That means we're not going to put on tefillin on Shabbos and on Yontif. That is only true. I can only learn hilchas tefillin from these two words, miyamim, yamima, if this pasuk is talking about tefillin. So is this pasuk, this last pasuk of Yud, going on the previous pasuk on tefillin? Then I could learn a lot of halachas about tefillin. That Laila is—it's a pasuk meforish that says that you only put on tefillin during the day and only on certain days, not yomim tovim, and not during nighttime. On the other hand, that's going to be takawan shita. Well, the shita knows Laila is not appropriate for tefillin, and you can't put on tefillin before the zman. Is going to be this opinion who holds that yomim yamima chukah azos is talking about tefillin. However, what's the other way to learn the antecedent? That Zos is talking about Chukah, Zos is going back on Pesach, in which case it sheds absolutely nothing, doesn't tell me anything about Tefillin whatsoever. Let's just look at the very beautiful Lashon at the end of source number 8, right above this line that the machine made in the middle of the page because the copy didn't come out well. Amar Reb Elazar, call two lines above that big black line that the copy machine made. Amar Reb Elazar, the common echt tefillin achar shkias achama over ba'asei. You are violating a mitzvah asei of miyamim yamima, because the pasuk says yamim yamima, and this opinion is obviously assuming that it refers to tefillin. It is also to put on tefillin at night. Doraisa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar over balav. It's a los asei. That is the first opinion in the Gemara. However, comes Ravina, Amar Ravina, he tells a little story, and the halacha that he comes out, if the point is underlined in Rashi at the end of that, source number 8, that Kesavra halacha de Laila is man tefillin. This other opinion holds the maskana that Laila is man tefillin, you are allowed to put on tefillin at night, but you shouldn't. What does it mean, you shouldn't? If you're wearing tefillin, go ahead. You can keep tefillin on, but you shouldn't go ahead and put it on. Why? Says Rashi, underlined right before the nine. Shema yishkechem v'yishan v'hem. This other opinion says at night you can put on tefillin. 100%. You can put on tefillin all night long. But just, we don't want you to go to sleep in tefillin. Now, let me ask you a question. I told you 3 minutes ago that there's a bracha you can make when you take off your tefillin. Why would you make a bracha when you take off your tefillin? What was the bracha? Does anyone remember the lashon of the bracha? Lishmar chukav. Where does it get that word from? Lishmar chukav.
From here, this pasuk.
What is the bracha of Lishmar chukav saying? You commanded us Lishmar chukav. What does that mean? Because the word chuk tells you what? What about tefillin?
Take them off.
Take them off. That means the mitzvah in the Torah to
take them off.
Take off your tefillin. That means who would say a bracha? The people in Eretz Yisrael, the Bnei Ma'arav, who say a bracha when you take off tefillin, how do they paskin? Presumably, they might paskin that there's a mitzvah to take off your tefillin. In other words, why would you paskin there's a mitzvah to take off your tefillin? Because Hachuka Hazos Miyamim Yamima tells you that you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. So when night comes, what do you have to do? Take it off. Who told you? A paskin chumash. And I say, what do you do when you do a mitzvah for the Torah? Or the Rabbana? You make a bracha. And what word do you use? Chok, the same the fasors of buzzing. And what about the people who maybe don't put on tefillin? What might be their rationale? Either they could hold. No one says that because the Gemara says a lav. Either they could hold that Laila, like the other opinion that I'm arrived, that Laila is zman tefillin, and therefore, is there a chiyuv to take your tefillin off at night?
No.
And therefore, what are you going to make a bracha on? To a mitzvah to take off your tefillin? There is no mitzvah to take off your tefillin. Tosis has another way to explain that machlokas. But you see a fascinating nafkamina, whether or not Laila is man tefillin, whether or not you're going to say a bracha when you remove the tefillin. Okay, how do we paskin? Let's look at the Rambam. Zot Rambam, source number 10. Hilchas tefillin, dalad, yud alef, kol haminiach tefillin l'chatchila, achar shetishka achama. If you would go ahead at nighttime and don your tefillin over belav. Now, it's not really fair that I quoted the Rambam, because the Rambam is assuming that Laila is not zman tefillin, and you cannot put on your tefillin at night. And according to the Rambam, would anyone be permitted to put on tefillin before Misha Yakir? Absolutely not. However, my friends, we do not paskin like the Rambam. We paskin all the Rishonim aside from the Rambam. Rambam is just very easy to quote on a piece of paper. If I bring you a Rashba and a Rush, I have to quote lines and lines and lines. So all the Rishonim happen to say that Laila is Zman Tfilin, and therefore, Mi'ikra Adin Midaraisa, you are allowed to put on Tfilin, Midaraisa, with a Bracha, in the middle of the night. And therefore, could you put on Tfilin before Misha Yakir? Sure. With a Bracha, Midaraisa? Sure. But hold on, please. Let's look at an interesting point. If we just saw this Rambam in source number 10, says that there's a mitzvah to take your tefillin off at night, what should be the corollary to that? If you hold there's a mitzvah to take your tefillin off at night, so presumably what should you do when you take off your tefillin?
Make a bracha.
Make a bracha, because you're obligated to take your tefillin off, right? Well, let's learn another Rambam. Says the Rambam a few halachas earlier, when he talks about how you put on your tefillin. Kates, I've skipped the first line, not so important. Second source of number 11, Hilchas Tefillin Dala Dala, on the bottom of page 2. Kates on Mevarachim, second to last line of page number 2. Kates on Mevarachim al HaRosh. Kates on Mevarachim, question mark. Al Shal Rosh Mevarach HaShar Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivan HaMitzvah Tefillin. Val Shayan Mevarach HaShar Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivan HaNiach Tefillin. This itself is a gigantic machlokas Rishonim. Anyone here in Sephardi knows that you don't say two brachas, you only make one bracha. Like the Rosh, the Rambam says you make two brachas. Let's look at page number 3. Continues the Rambam and says, when do you make two brachas? I'm sorry, I got confused. The Rambam is for Sephardim, as you see right now. But medvar mumur that you make two brachas, kishini achas mehen. Then you make a separate bracha for each. Aval hiniach shteim, but if you're going to put both on at the same time, like Sephardim do, mevarech bracha achas v'hila niach tefillin, and then you put on both kosher shel yad v'achakach the rosh. Ah. Now, how should he finish the sentence? Shucholets. What are you waiting for him to say? Mevarech lishmar chukav. Right? The first half of this halacha, he said, when you put it on, you make asher kedushas zazav l'aniach tefillin. Ukshecholetz, says the Rambam, take off the shel rosh first. Wait a second. What did he so loudly omit?
The bracha.
Where's the bracha? Clearly from the Rambam's omission of the bracha, you clearly see that he holds that you don't make a bracha. But wait a second, that's a stira, because in source number 10 we saw that the Rambam holds that Lila is not Tzman Tefillin, and therefore there's a mitzvah to take off your tefillin when night comes.
I think it's a lot too weird. We're not saying a mitzvah to take off. You make a bracha every time you don't do a lot.
That's a good point. If you look in the Gemara says it's an assay also. You're right. When he quotes it, he says there's a lot. That's a good point. But the Rishonim ask, I realized there was a steer, and then I was taka very happy to find that the Beis Yosef, the Amshul Shlomo, source number 13, I don't think we have to go through it inside, they are bothered by this question. How could the Rambam holds that you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night? So the Gemara sounds like, if you don't say it at night, then you should say a bracha on it. And the Rambam clearly says, you don't make a bracha when you take off tefillin. We'll leave it as a question. If you want, you can look at the Yamshul Shlomo's answer. It gives the same answer as the Beis Yosef, but we don't have to go into that. That's more of a side point, a detail we don't need to go into right now.
Take off tefillin, making a bracha, that only means you wait tefillin all day.
That is correct. It might be that those, you're 100% right. It could be that those who take off, when the Gemara said that you had to take off tefillin with the bracha, that might only be when you're taking it off, as you said, for shkia. Before and for shkia. Because since shkia is coming, that's why you're taking it off. But if you stop taking it off in the middle of the day, you might not. That's a good point. And I think you're trying to say that might be the answer to the Rambam, because this Rambam is saying you're just taking off your tefillin after davening, so you don't make a bracha. It would only be if you would take it off before shkia. That's a beautiful answer. I didn't think of that. Thank you. Let's now go to a new point that's going to start bringing us closer to halach lemaisa. When should we put on our tefillin before 6 o'clock minyan, and that's going to be when we enter the realm of drabbanans. So let's at least get clear. Midaraisa, we hold Lila is Zman Tefillin. On the Daraisa level, you could put on your, not like the Rambam. On the Daraisa level, you could put on your Tefillin at night, you can make a bracha at night, that's all Daraisa.
And Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin.
Shabbos, there's another part, even if you hold.
They're not really linked the way to just.
And there's no link between Shabbos and night. Shabbos, I skipped the Gemara, it's on the source sheet, is because of Os, nothing to do with Yom Yomima. And that's a different story. Nothing to do with. But now let's enter the world of the Rabbanan. Says source number 14, Gemara and Shabbos Daf Mem Tes. Om Rabbi Yanai, Tefillin Tzrichim Guf Naki, Kelisha Baal Kanafayim. Mahi, what is this Guf Naki that Tefillin? There was a whole
you are listening
storm
to Ben's Torah.
2 years ago about women putting on Tefillin. All discussion in a certain high school allowed their girls to wear Tefillin. And it's a whole big issue, and even though the Ramah says that they shouldn't, and the argument was, well, yeah, they could do a mitzvah say, even, but the Ramah says that you shouldn't, so it's going against an explicit Shulchan Aruch. But it's centers around this. The reason why we men don't wear tefillin more than we absolutely necessarily have to is because it's hard to be Shomer Gufnaki. And not only that, but the Gemara says even a regular person could barely should barely wear it, because only a tremendous tzaddik who has incredible self-control like Elisha Baal Kanafayim, that's the level of shmir that we should have when we're wearing a tefillin. What is this gufnaki that we're discussing? A person shouldn't have gas while they're wearing tefillin. Rava Amar Shlo Yisham Behem, says Rashi. Rashi says Shlo Yisham Behem Shem Yafiach, meaning, it's not, even if a person thinks they could control their bodily functions, that they won't pass gas, there's still not a lot, such that according to the first opinion would be mutter, because he's not going to be in mafiach. It's still also according to this opinion that you might fall asleep, and once you're sleeping, you're no longer your cognition is no longer effective to control one's bodily functions. Oh, says Rashi, Shalom Yisham Vahem, Shalom Yafiach, Ben Oyer Akeri, Avalim Yachol Yizar, Shalom Yisham Vahem. Then we assume that a person would be able to, according to this. So we have a machlokas what gufnaki means. Now, why is that going to be important? It's going to be important because, and here we're going to start hitting the nail on the head, and this is going to be the beginning of the answer of what lamaisa people should do when they put on their tefillin. So, everybody who's been discussing the question knows the Gemara, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that Holich B'derech is supposed to put on their tefillin, is allowed to put on their tefillin before Mishiyakir. And then, after Yishtabach, between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu, Memashmesh B'tefillin, that's what it's going to say explicitly, which we'll see in a moment, but it's going to be a Braisa, it's going to be in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, presumably, if a person is in a rush or has to be somewhere early, they're like, they have a din of a Holich B'derech, and therefore, presumably, they would put on their tefillin before davening. Just like this din we'll see right here, which is sourced in Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph in source 15. Tefillin me'ema semivarech aleihen, mishas hanachasan. Okay, it said, what's this? Meaning you're supposed to make the bracha only after the time that it's proper to put it on. Okay, it said, if you're going out for a trip, you're worried they're going to get lost. So therefore, you don't want to put them in your knapsack. I always had it, my father always told me, never put your tefillin in your luggage. Always keep it in your carry-on. So my whole life I was machped on that. Then there was one time that I had the opportunity, or no, they told me I have to check in my handbag was a little bit too heavy, so they said, you have to put your handbag with the luggage. I said, okay, fine. And anyway, it's bulky, it's easier for me. So I had my talents, but I told them, the one time in my life I ever lost a piece of luggage, it was that one time in my life that I let my tefillin go in the handbag. I mean, I got it, whatever, two days later, but that was just a lesson to listen to my father. Says the second line of source number 15, if you're putting your tefillin, you don't want to carry your tefillin, so you're going to wear them because you're scared they're going to get lost if you put them in your knapsack, so you should be manichan early in the morning, right before the zman. Once the zman of Mishiyakir arrives, that's when you should be mamashmish in the tefillin and make the bracha. Now, let's look at a very interesting shita that's quoted in the Torah. When you put it on early, Torah says in source number 16, let's say you're going to put it on. Of course, you don't make the bracha beforehand when it's before the zman. You wait till the zman comes. You put them on before the zman, early in the morning. Below bracha, that's what we would assume. That's what the Gemara sounded like. But this next line is going to be the key line. Rabbeinu Peretz Kosav, Rabbeinu Peretz, that's the Hagos HaSmak, who we often paskin like, came with the Kaimalan. Since we hold, what do we hold? Laila Zman Tefillin or not Zman Tefillin?
Zman Tefillin.
We hold, not like the Ram, that Laila is Zman Tefillin. Came with the Kaimalan, Laila Zman Tefillin who? Ella, it's just better not to wear it at night. Midoraisa, you can't put on tefillin at night. Ella, midorabonon. Ein lanichan balayla gzeira. Of course, that's a word of derabonon. Shema yisham bahem. Since the reason why you're not allowed to put on tefillin at night, midoraisa, it's fine. Midoraisa, you could do whatever you want. Just as an issur derabonon that you might fall asleep. Mishe rotze lotzeis laderech. Yachol hanichan kodem zmanu ulevarich aleihem. Somebody who's going on a trip, we are not going to make that gzeira derabanan on him, and therefore he could, not only will we let him put on the tefillin early, but he can mamash make a bracha before Mishayak. He can make a bracha at, what time is Alos? Forget Alos, before Alos, at 4 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, when you go on your trip, you could say, put on your tefillin, that we is explicit in the Gemara, and says Rabbeinu Peretz, you could even say a bracha at that time. Why is this? Look at source number 17, the Beis Yosef explains. Wait a second. What did the Gemara say in source number 15? The Gemara said, put it on and then do what? And then wait till this man comes and then be mamashmesh and say a bracha, which sounds like you can't say a bracha beforehand. And that's the Gemara speaking. How's Rabbeinu Peretz going to go against the Gemara? Says the Beis Yosef in source number 17, I'll tell you outside, it's a little bit it's just the cheshbon, it will be easier outside. Maybe Rabbeinu Peretz says that Gemara that says that you have to wait till the Zman comes holds that Laila is not Zman Tefillin, so you have to wait till the morning. But we don't paskin like that. And therefore that Gemara that says you should wait till Mishiyak and then Mashmesh is not Lalacha. And when could you therefore say the Bracha? If we pass that Zman Laila is Zman Tefillin? Even in the middle of the night you could say the Bracha. That must be Pshat or Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, at the end of source number 17, the last underlined line, he tells us the very important point. Before we do this, and this is now going to start, now we're at the finish line. Now we're going to come halacha lemaisa with this line, and then the next source will approve it. I want to share a thought with you. When I started this sugya, and I think the way the majority of people who look at the sugya would assume, is that why is a person who has to go to work or has to go on a trip, let's say, I should not say work. The Gemara said clearly, somebody who has to go on a trip is allowed to put this tefillin on beforehand. Really, we're worried at night when it's dark out, a person might fall asleep, a person might have gas, fall asleep and have gas, or whatever else it is. So, why do we allow it for a Yotzei Laderech?
He's not going to fall asleep.
So I set you up for that. That's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is, and for example, by Hilchos Kriyas Shema, we have a halacha. I think is it on this page? Yeah, the next source. Look at source number 18. Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Kriyas Shema, top of page 4 now. We're talking about Kriyas Shema. Mishu Anus, somebody who has whatever situation arises. Kagon Shahaya Mashkin, let's say it's the Derech. He's not going to be able to say Kriyas Shema while he's walking because he has to be aware of his surroundings. It's a dangerous road. He's not going to even be able to wait for a minute to say Kriyas Shema while he's walking. What could he do? Yachol akros imbrichos sel misha'ala amad hashachar. Why? To kevin sha'ala amad hashachar. Once it's alos, that's at least on a daraisa level. Shapir krinim be'ev kumecha. Doraisa, it's daytime. Doraisa, it's bekumecha. You could be yotzi doraisa, but otherwise you shouldn't say Kriyas Shema from alos. What's the reason why you shouldn't say Kriyas Shema from alos normally? Because it's not really when everyone's up and around, and you need a bekumecha. But what's the problem when you're going on a trip? It's a shas atzorech. When you need to do something, we give you dispensation. We are mamin things under doraisa requirement. We knock away the drabbanan, ideal way to do things, and we say, do it if you're in a pinch. So Chacham didn't want to mess up your lives. You're in a pinch. You're in a rush. We'll let you put on your tefillin earlier. That's what it says by Kriyas Shema. Based on that, I would have assumed that what's the pshat when we say you could put on your tefillin before Alos? Why are we allowing? I'm sorry, before Mishayaka. Why are we allowing you to do that? Because you're in a pinch. You're not going to have time to put your tefillin on later. And therefore, we allow you to put your tefillin on when it's at least daraisa, you're fulfilling the mitzvah, but it's just not as good on a drabbanan level, but you're in a pinch, so we'll give you that dispensation. Says this Rabbeinu Peretz on the very last line, on the bottom of page 3, the last underlined line. Afal gav demashma, the last underlined line on page 3, you're not allowed to put on your tefillin l'chatchil at night. Hachashani, here where you're going on a trip, it's different. I would finish the sentence and say, because you're in a rush. Because you have a tzorech. Because we have to find a kula for you. Kevan dehishkin v'yatzal aderech. Since you're going on the road, leka l'mecha she'yishan bahem. We're not worried that you're going to fall asleep. Oh, that opens up a whole new world. That opens up a whole new world. With this in mind, what is Rabbeinu Peretz saying? The heter for putting on tefillin before Mishayakir is what?
Because you're not going to fall asleep.
That, why are you not going to fall asleep?
Because
you're going on a trip. You just woke up, you're going on a trip. That's going to be an important point, how to say it. Is it that you just woke up or that you're going on a trip? Now let me take you on a trip. Let's learn a line of Mishnah Berurah and a Beir Halacha, and we're going to finish off with the Psak. Presently, this will be not my Psak, but the Psak that, based on putting together all the Mishnah Berurahs and the Beir Halachas, based on the sources that we built up until now, is not my Psak, but it's going to be the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and that will be our conclusion for the evening.
It has to be a recycled point, a reset point, where, okay, if it's day and night mitzvah, then what's the point? You make another
bro. Oh, meaning if Lila loves Montfillin and you're wearing it through the whole thing? If Lila is Montfillin, so you're wearing it all day long, when you take it off and when you put it back on? Let's say you take it off because you it's itchy on your head. an hour later you put it back on at 2 in the afternoon to 3 in the afternoon, you take a break when you take a nap?
And you go through the night like that.
So when you put it on again, the mitzvah is the bracha that you make when you put on the talis.
You stayed up a whole night. You didn't go to sleep. And now you're going on a trip.
You're wearing a tefillin?
You put on the tefillin. Now you have to put on the tefillin. You never went to
the mitzvah, the bracha that you say on tefillin is not on the day. It's on your mice of putting on tefillin. When you do a new mice of putting on tefillin, make a bracha.
When does it reset?
When you take it off and put it back on.
At 2 to 3 o'clock, make it again, you say.
That is correct. If I take off my tefillin, I take a nap. At 2 in the afternoon, I'm an Eretz Yisrael. I took it off. I took it off for an hour, for whatever reason. Like, right, yeah, I'm going swimming. And then I put it back on after my, we go swimming after my shower. Swimming, let's say shower might be too short. So that's a Hesach HaDa'as. So put it on, I'll make a new bracha. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says Shulchan Aruch in source number, the top of page 4, in the Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis, he says if there's an onus, and this key line is underlined, the Shulchan Aruch said that if you're in a jam, you could say Kriya Shema. You're onus, you could say Kriya Shema early as Alos HaShachar. Why? Not why. When? What's an onus? You're going by Derech. That's what the Shulchan Aruch was speaking about. Underlined line. V'hu adin k'shiyesh k'furas meis pe'ir. There's a busy day. You know, you have a funeral in the morning. O Mila, O Yom Arava. What's Yom Arava? Hashanah Rabbah, this davening is so long, and then you have to get ready for Yontif. It's a busy day, so you want to start the day earlier and, you know, start the day at Alos. If you're very busy, what could you do? Say Kriya Shema from Alos. And what will you do? Tes Zayin, Likrosa, V'yanich Tefillin, V'lo Yivarech Aleim, Kol Neshiyagi Azman. And then you'll say Tefillin, after, you'll say the bracha on Tefillin. Now, let's look at the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says, in source number 20, Chavetz Chaim says, that when you're onus, the Bir Halacha asks the question, wait a second, if you're onus and we're letting you say Shema from Olos HaShachar, so we're letting you say Shema from Olos HaShachar, but when should you put on your tefillin? Olos HaShachar, we're going to let you put on your tefillin, because we're going to let you say Shema because you have no choice, but tefillin, you're supposed to wait till Misha Yakir. Tzarech La'ayin, in source number 20, in the Bir Halacha, in Simon Nun Ches, Linyan tefillin, eichen ichem az kodem zman hanachason. And now he says, ve'eino doma, it's not like the case of saying Kriya Shema, where the Prima Godim says that you will put the tefillin on before davening. Because when do we allow you to put the tefillin on before davening? The underlined line of source number 20. That which you put your tefillin on before davening, before Misha Yakir, anyone who's at the 6 o'clock minyan, this is the key line for you. That is when do you put on tefillin before davening? That's only koi, that's only going on somebody who is hishkim once he's laderech. Somebody who's on the who's traveling. Hamavor b'shulchan aruch. V'sham hikil chazal anichan kodem azman. There we were making, let you put on tefillin before this man. Ulamash b'shulchan kishiyagi azman. When do we give you the kula? To put on your tefillin before davening. And then make the bracha between yishtabach and baruchu. Kishiyagi azman levarech aleyem. That's only when you are traveling. Masha'en ken hacha, which, where you're not traveling, it's just a situation where you have to daven early. For example, like, you have to go to work. Then you should do what we say in the following Be'er Halacha. What does it say in the following Be'er Halacha? And this is Halacha L'maisa, and the answer to the question of when should a 6 o'clock minyan person put on the tefillin? Ach misha d'shad chukah. Yachol eis ata lomar baruch shamar upsuke dezer below tefillin ad yotzer or kshiyagi hazman dechdei shira yaniach tefillin. In other words, the Be'er Halacha is coming out based on everything that we explained, that there are two dinim in the world. There's a din of kriya shema, which we let you do it from Alos. Why? Because you have a tzorech. There's a separate halacha of tefillin that we let you put it on the tefillin early. Why? Not because there's a tzorech, but because you're not going to sleep. When are you not going to sleep? When you're walking. If you're not walking, you're not going on a trip, there's some other reason why you're waking up early. So you're allowed to put on, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema early. But tefillin, if you're not walking, what's going to happen if you're not walking? You'll fall asleep. And therefore, it's going to be also to put on tefillin until Misha Yakir. And therefore, tefillin at the 6 o'clock minyan should be put on, since people are not walking while they daven. Even if you pace up and down, you're not walking while you daven, you're not jumping up and down while you daven, unless you're Karl and Stelliner Chassid. Therefore, tefillin, according to the Beir Halacha, is only mutter to put on once you are at Misha Yachir, because the heter is that you're walking. As I will show you, I will prove it to you from the Mishnah Berurah and two other places, that this is Takad Halacha. Because when you look at Hilchas Tefillin, this is the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tefillin in source number 22, and we'll finish with this. Says the Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Tefillin, Zman ha'anacha samba boker, Misha Yuras Chaveiro, Misha Yakir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, source number 22, Aleph, Hanachasan, why? V'atam da'ad zman hazeh. Why do we pick Misha Yakir? For tefillin? Because where are you going to fall asleep? Chashin Shem Yishon Bahem. Sif Beis. It's also to say, put on tefillin at night, right? Midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'yishon Bahem in Sif Katan Dal, V'chashin Shem Yafiach B'shenaso. Aval Midaraisa Motel Anichon Balayla. You're allowed to put it on tefillin at night because we hold Laila Isman tefillin. Now look at the next halacha. And you'll see the Mishnah Berurah how he phrases himself to make clear the halacha that we passed in a moment ago. Hayarotza, let's say, Sladerech Bashkama, a person's going on their trip and he has to wake up early, you're allowed to put on the tefillin early. Ukshiagiyazmanam, then you should be Mamashvish and Mevarech. Why? Not because he had a tzorech. The Lech Lamech, Hashem Yisham Bahem. Now, why is putting it on early going to help you? Because if it's freezing outside and you're traveling through Siberia and you have to take off your jacket in the middle of your trip, you're going to freeze. So what's the easier way to do it? While you're in your house, put on your tefillin, put your jacket over your tefillin, start walking. After you're walking for half an hour, what are you going to do? You'll be a mashmesh, and you'll make a brach on your tefillin. You don't have to take off your coat, it won't get cold. That's what it says, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud. Now look at Sivkot and Yadala, just for the kicker. If you looked at the title, I wrote, how early can you lay tefillin for work and for flights? Why did I say flights? Because Holech Baderech means what? Holech Baderech, I don't know what it means, but the point of Holech Baderech, the heter of Holech Baderech is what? That you're not going to fall asleep. So now I ask you, is going on a flight a din of Holech Baderech or not? Let's look at the last Mishnah Berurah and we'll finish with that. V'yotzel Baderech. Vidavka holech biraglav orochev is considered holech baderech. What do you see from this? You see that it has nothing to do with a shas atzorech or an onus or a need that you had to go on a trip. No. It's the fact that you're physically bopping up and down. You're walking or you're jumping, you're bopping up and down on the back of a donkey or a camel or a horse. Aval yoshev ba'gala osir la'niach shema yishon bahem. You're not allowed to put on tefillin before Misha Yakir if you're not walking or jumping up and down on top of a donkey. And therefore, on a flight, for example, and certainly if a person's not traveling at all, they're sitting in a shul, in a minyan, the proper time to put on tefillin, according to the Mishnah Berurah, clearly and explicitly, I believe, is after Baruch, is after Yishtabach, before Baruch Hu. I'm very happy to say that last week I had a Mishulach come and schmooze with me. Very chashev a year, a big time chacham. And I was schmoozing with him about the sugya as I was preparing it. And he said, I was very in the midst and very embroiled, and I had these diyukim and the shabur and the Beir Halacha that I just shared with you. And I told it to him, I said, you know what? I have Moshe Sternbuch's phone number. Should I call him right now? And I said, yes, call him right now. So he took out his phone, and he was dialed with Moshe Sternbuch, the Ravid of the Badatz, and his wife picked up. And I would never say this, but the fellow who was with me, he said, "Ani mitkasher michutz la'aretz yesh li sheila tuchufa b'shvil harav." Why is it a sheila tuchufa? Why is it an urgent question? Because he wants us to support his kollel.
Yeah.
Right? It's not an urgent question. After all, I didn't get the shir for a week later. Anyway, so we get through to Moshe Sternbuch, and Moshe Sternbuch said exactly as we just paskin, that if a person is putting on is davening at a minyan where the minyan is starting before Alos HaShachar, even though the Shulchan Aruch says and the Gemara says Yotzei L'Derech is allowed to put it on before Alos HaShachar, before Misha Yakir, b'mashmesh, after Misha Yakir, that's only a din for a Holech Baderech who's jumping up and down, who's walking, who's bopping on top of an animal, but somebody who's on a flight, somebody who's sitting in a shul, somebody who is not walking, does not have the kul of Yotzei L'Derech in this context, because it's not a din of Tzorech, but rather of movement, and therefore a tefillin should be put on between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu.
Thank you for joining us at BensTorah.com.